Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 128 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker, and we'll be talking about goldmaking. And of course, I'm back from about a week of hiatus because I was away on Easter. We're back and back at it. I'm actually in the privileged position of being able to dedicate full-time hours to the Lazy Goldmaker for the foreseeable future, or for at least a couple of months. So I'll be streaming every day now on Twitch from about 9 a.m. Central European summertime. I think that's UTC plus 2, and then for about 6 hours. So do check that out. Of course, the podcast is made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get access to all of the content I post at thelazygoldmaker.com 7 days ahead of time. So if you're interested in that, then head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker and join us. Now, let's start talking about what's going on with the game. The big one, 9.1 PTR. Not out yet, but it's coming soon. Obviously, this is going to be exciting for everyone who plays the game or even cares about the game, both for gold making reasons and whatever else. We'll get to start testing out the new stuff. We'll get to play the game, see what's new, and see what changes they're planning in terms of professions, content, anything else. And there's usually a lot of stuff that has a large impact on gold making. So I'll be following that very closely to see how professions change, particularly base legendaries. How will the new legendaries work? Because we're all assuming that we're going to get to upgrade them because they have to follow the new raid and the item level increase that's always coming with the new patch. Will that build on the current recipes? Will it be some new kind of recipes? Will they just remove crafting professions from the entire system? Who knows? But that's going to be exciting. And will there be a need for the current rank 1 to 4 ones even? Or can you just go straight to rank 5? Maybe all of the stock we have right now is worthless. Of course, we don't know anything yet. So it's there's no point in speculating much. But we'll see when they get to the PTR. And it'll be quite exciting. Now, this week, I wanted to talk a little bit about I called it Climbing the Ladder of Gold Making. I'm not sure if that's the best title anymore after I wrote out the full script. But I've been playing a lot of PvE content as far as like actually playing the game outside of streaming and gold making. And I'm in a guild that's currently slowly progressing in Mythic Castle Nathria and working towards like Keystone Masters. Not the high-level PvE. But it made me think, because there's a lot of content about like how you climb the ladder of PvE or PvP for that matter, how you improve, how you need to build, and I was thinking about some analogies to gold making. Obviously, there are similarities and differences. The most obvious one is that gold making is primarily a solo endeavor, even though there are group-based gold making methods, whereas any form of PvE or PvP is, at the high end, is going to be a group endeavor. So you can get a lot farther in gold making without having to network. You can reach like the absolute top of gold making without having to network, even though networking and the social aspect can be extremely useful. So for people who really enjoy that part of the game and are really good at talking to people or befriending people, then take advantage of that in your gold making. Find suppliers, find other methods, other ways of utilizing that. Find good deals, talk to people, find farmers who can farm for you, for instance. Now, where there are a lot of similarities is in the part that's knowledge-based, because gold making is mostly knowledge-based. There's not that much mechanical skill, at least not when we're talking about the stuff I do, like crafting professions and flipping and the auction house. You're making decisions on whether or not to buy an item. You're making decisions on what to craft, and you're making decisions about how you post them, mostly using Trade Skill Master to speed up the process, of course. But that means that all of the skill is based on decision-making and what you learn and what you have in your head and your ability to make good decisions based on that. There's no mechanical skill. There's not like in PvE or PvP, or if you're playing the game, you actually have to focus on a lot of things and keep track of timers, and you have a short time to react. Maybe you have a very important setup window. There's nothing like that in gold making, which is nice. It's one of the reasons why it can be fun for so many different people, because you just have to, everyone can improve at it, because it's just about learning the patterns and getting better at recognizing markets where you can make a profit, items that are underpriced, for instance, or identifying what items players are going to want and what they're willing to pay for. Now, the most similar thing is in the fact that in any area, you need to learn from your mistakes. The best way to learn is to screw up, is to actually go out, try something, and screw up and fail at it completely. Well, not completely, maybe, but to amass some failures. And then you look at why you screwed up, and you try to figure out why. And then you try again, working to avoid that screw up. And the reason why this is so important, it's why it's so important to actually screw up yourself, or why this is so effective, is that until you actually feel the impact of your mistakes, you're never going to internalize like why you need to do something. You can listen to me tell you why you shouldn't do resets until you have a million gold, but it'll be a lot better. You'll learn a lot more and a lot faster if you just screw up once and you try to reset something and you realize that why it didn't work. And then you can get better at realizing when you can reset. Because if you always have to ask someone like me or another content creator, can I reset this market now? Then you're always going to be too far behind. So I think that's very important to actually make your own mistakes and learn from them. And that's also the case in PvE and in any other form of WoW gameplay. Very notable in raiding. You literally just go bash your head on the boss again and again and again. And you die, and everyone dies, and then you go again until you've learned all of the various ways that the abilities can interlock, and eventually you learn how to handle all of the ways they interlock and overlap, and you can handle them without screwing up. And after a couple of weeks, you're doing it as second nature, and you're not even thinking about what you're doing. It's the same with gold making. So how does that look then? How do you start climbing the ladder of gold making? Well, you keep trying to make money with the same method or profession, something you want to start out with. Preferably something that motivates you, something that seems fun to you, that you want to try out and try to get good at. Of course, not everything is going to work out. You're going to make some mistakes, that's fine. I would also suggest very strongly to like go off book, go try out things without asking me or other content creators, or just try some stuff. Don't risk all your gold, but risk some of it. Not everything will work out, and then you start working out why. Did you buy materials when they were too expensive? Maybe if you look up the price of the materials you bought on the Undermine Journal, you bought at the highest point of the week. Okay, well, yeah, that's gonna be really bad for your profit margin, obviously. Did you get undercut too much and not get the sales? Okay, then maybe you look for another market if you don't like cancel scanning. Maybe you try to post at other times of the day if you can. Or maybe you run some cancel scans of your own. And then you just take that knowledge that you'll now have gained and utilize it. Just change your routine up with what you think is going to help avoid whatever limited your gold making potential. And then you keep doing that. And then eventually, like once you've iterated enough in a given market, you'll feel like you're mastering it, or at least making consistent gold in a market. You'll realize what the cheap prices are for materials, when it's good to buy, when it's good to sell, when it's important to cancel scan, when it's not important to cancel scan. And then once you master it, well, what's the time for now? Find a new market. Challenge yourself again, because that's also one of the most important lessons from PvE. You have to challenge yourself. You have to push to the next level to get better. If you want to get better, of course. If you're happy at your current level and you don't want to get better, which eventually people will reach the level where they'll just like, I'm happy to be here, then that's not that important. But if you want to get better, then you have to challenge yourself. And that means pushing yourself into a new market with higher risk, with other posting patterns. Everything is new. This is where the fun happens for many of us, of course. And this is what people do across all endeavors in life, even not just in gaming. People, you there's nothing beating that sense of mastery when you get better at something. You can feel yourself improving. So keeping that mindset in gold making is going to be extremely helpful long term. Keep pushing yourself and keep stretching yourself. And how the best way to do that is if you're motivated. And that's interesting because two times this past week, someone has posted on Reddit, on the WoW Economy Reddit, why do you guys make gold? And then the logic is that from a pure like opportunity cost point of view, it's probably like better to just take an extra hour of overtime at work and buy tokens instead of spending your time making gold in game. And unsurprisingly, most people gave the same answer. We focus on gold making because we find it fun. Well, that's the same. That's the case with me as well. I do it because I enjoy it. Chasing the dopamine hits of like seeing a large, large mailbox, of seeing like millions of gold, collecting that at the same time. Maybe it's the feeling of outsmarting a competitor if you're someone who's really into like the auction house PvP kind of stuff. Maybe just you're more like of understanding how markets work and how you can use the tools, understanding like what players care about in game, how you can find a niche that's like consistently profitable. Many reasons why you can enjoy gold making. But all of the ones who stick it out do it for fun. And that's I think that's the same case in anything in life. Because that will naturally keep you stretching yourself, because the fun part is, for me at least, is finding new markets, and particularly like the early stages of finding a new market when I'm making some mistakes and getting better, and then once I've mastered it, I get a little bit bored personally. But that feeling of progress is super rewarding. That's what you should strive to get better. That's why you should strive to get better at gold making all the time. So, last day I was thinking of talking about this with some like a little bit more concrete examples. So the gold making ladder, a lot of people might know about like the PvE ladder where you like you raid normal, and then you raid heroic, and then you step into mythic and like a low level mythic guild. You maybe kill a couple of bosses and you do some. Make sure you get some good logs, and then you can get into a mythic guild that's killed a couple more bosses. And then you keep performing well there, and you'll be playing with better players now, and you'll have to work harder to be among the top people in your raid. And you can learn from them, and then maybe you'll get good enough that you can get up to the next tier of guild. And there's obviously the same sort of stuff in M+, but how does this look in gold making? It's a solo activity mostly, so it's more focused on yourself than getting logs or whatever. But generally, you're going to start out on a single realm with a single character. Now, what you start with depends a little bit on your preference. You can gather, you can use crafting professions. Most of this will work. I'm assuming that if you're starting out with gold making, you probably have about 10,000 gold to your name, somewhere in that vicinity. And you can maybe be active in one or two markets. This is, of course, the best part of the journey. Because your first sales are going to be so large relative to the amount of gold you have. Like, having 10,000 gold, it's super easy to invest that in profitable items, to craft or flip. So you're going to get like 12k, 13k back within a day or two, if you can find the right markets. Of course, for many of you, you won't be doing that the first time, but maybe you just get back 6k and you screwed up and you learned a lot, which is arguably more important, because 5,000 gold is not that much. You'll hit some speed bumps, of course, but progress will generally be extremely fast. Because 10,000 gold, many people have so much gold that they just drop 10,000 gold on the auction house without even blinking or flinching or thinking about it. The most important thing at this stage is just consider the fact that getting back to 10k is incredibly easy. Like, just grab Herbalism on a level 50 alt or whatever and farm for an hour and you're back there. Even if you lose all your gold, it really does not matter. Because making it back, it might be boring in the worst case, but it's super easy. So then once you've mastered the one or two professions, or preferably the two profession slots you have on your main character, that's where you'll start to graduate to the next level. This is where you start going from someone who's like can make gold with one character in a limited number of markets to someone who can make gold on in a large number of markets on a single realm. Someone who will understand a little bit more about the entire realm in terms of economy, what works in the various markets and why. And you can take advantage of the full suite of professions and or flipping markets. This means generally adding profession alts. If you're doing crafting professions, I generally think you should always aim to have all of the crafting professions maxed in any given expansion. I have all of the Shadowlands professions maxed, and I've had them maxed since the first week of the expansion. At this point, you'll be in some markets where you're learning and some markets that you've mastered, and that's also very normal. You'll typically also be hitting some plateaus where your gold will be like, you'll be going upwards, 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 and then you plateau out, and then it goes upwards again, and then you plateau out. Maybe you even dip down for a while. This is natural. Just keep learning. When you make mistakes, just focus on what you can learn from them and what you can avoid doing the next time, or what you can utilize from the knowledge you gained. And you'll generally be able to keep learning. At this point, there's still a lot of markets to tap into and a lot of potential gold to make. And eventually, once you've spent enough time at this level, you'll be at the point where you feel like you've mastered maybe all of the markets you even have time for, or at least mastered the markets on your realm to the point where you can't get that much more out of them without spending a lot more time. And this is typically like the end point for many people who don't really care about gold making for its own sake. So the people who are just like grinding for the Brutus or whatever, they would maybe get to this level that I just talked about. And if you want to go further, then you're gonna get into the more advanced methods. This is where you go into hardcore auction house PvP on a single realm. You'll probably hit like gold cap, and then many people will like push the gold cap and then stop. Now beyond gold cap, that's where I'm at right now, and that's obviously where I think the real fun is. And getting farther than gold cap, you can try to like make an insane amount of gold on a single realm by dominating the auction house. This typically requires you to spend a lot of time on the auction house. At this point, a second account will quickly become, well, if not mandatory, then at least so much of a bonus that it's almost pointless to do it without with just a single account. Many people focus on a single realm. I don't personally, but it can work really well. There are people with insane amounts of gold on single realms. I think there are people who are like maxed out. Maybe not maxed out like a full character set. Maybe they have maxed out an account on a single realm. But yeah, you can do that. There are many markets that you can generate a lot of gold, particularly if you are on a very high population realm. The other option is to go wide, multiple realms. And that's where you start learning an entire new realm and all of the markets on that and the prices on that. And you will eventually try to internalize some of those ideas in your head. And I think that's where all of the richest players in the game are, where they naturally gravitate towards having gold on multiple realms, because the efficiency gains are just through the roof in terms of gold per time spent. Doing an auctioning scan on two different realms is so much more efficient than doing an auctioning scan and then a cancel scan on the same realm. I'm not going to go through the logic of why, but it's a lot more efficient. So as soon as you can consider a second realm, you'll be at the top of the game, essentially. You're now at like the top of the gold making game. Not like the top 0.1%, but you're at like maybe top 1%, top 5%. And this is where you can and should be able to identify your own markets. And identify, more importantly, identify what works for you and why it works for you. So I know that I don't like cancel scans. I know that I don't like camping the auction house, even though I have a second account and I could potentially do it without spending too much time or losing too much time on my main. But I don't. So what I do is I go wide. I go on many different realms and I focus on markets where there's very little cancel scanning. So that's why I don't do alchemy at all on any of my realms. And that's why I only do legendaries on one realm, because that's a relatively cancel scan heavy market. Instead, I do a lot of battle pets on all of my realms, because that's a very good market for Fire and Forget. I used to do BOE flipping, which also was a great market for this. It's not that good anymore. And because I've adapted my methods to me, because that's what I find fun, which is what I'm going to keep doing. And that's what how I can keep climbing. And now I'm just looking for more and more flipping markets, because my end goal is to be like some kind of, of trade prince across multiple realms, where I just buy and sell goods and make tons of money. That's sort of the end goal for me, and that's what I'm working towards. So you have to figure out what your end goal is going to be. What, how much gold do you actually want? How much do you actually care about gold making? How far along do I have to push, or do I want to push? And then once you know that, then just focus on improving until you reach whatever goals or whatever level you're happy with, and then you can just stay there and coast and enjoy never having to think about, can I afford these raid consumables, or can I afford this BOE for the next raid tier, or whatever else you care about. So yeah, guys, that's the discussion point. So if you have any questions that you haven't posted that aren't like meme questions in Twitch chat, then now is the time. And we will see if we can take any. Otherwise, that's going to be the end of the show. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you did, then leave a like and a comment down below. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, all that good stuff to help support me. And we'll see you next week. Goodbye, guys.